Okay, there's a big media story the last 24 hours. I'm not going in the weeds on it, but the owner of the LA Times, you can read about it. It's all over the place. The owner of the LA Times stopped the editorial board from endorsing Kamala Harris. And the people at the paper are furious about it. Okay, so then that gets into with politics. Who influences you? Outside of most importantly, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Here we go again. Tonight, we got Bruce back out there, right? Bruce is back out there, and then Beyonce is out there on Friday. Donald's got, you know, Lee Greenwood. So do you care at all as you're arriving at your political decision, your vote, what a talk show host says, what a celebrity says, what a former politician might say? But I don't want this just politics, because we both saw this. Trump, and it was obviously it was a stunt. Right. Just like Harris has tons of her stunts, you know, all politicians do this. But when he went to the McDonald's, right, he, of course, he's obsessed whether she works there or not. I don't care if she worked there or not. I really don't. And then it wasn't like he was there just with everyday customers, and he shouldn't be. He's had two assassination attempts. I want it to be screened. I want him to be safe. Well, now, as we both saw, Yelp said disable reviews for this restaurant because the lefties are just offering up horrible comments on Yelp about McDonald's just because Trump was there. And then the righties are saying it's the greatest McDonald's ever. So, like, for food, okay, do you go to a Yelp? Do you listen to our guy, DeRussia? DeRussia Eats, Minnesota Monthly. Dara is still on with us occasionally. Do you do that, or you say, or do you go to other reviews, you know, other food reviews which are out there? When it's a movie, do you consume that? We have so many ways, Dave, to have people providing us with information, whether it's a direct endorsement, it's some details, some facts, some opining. In the entertainment business, in the political business, we've never had more. Now, this one looks a little shaky with the LA Times, where the guy who people are saying is worried about how Trump might come back at him, that the owner is also friends with Elon, and that the LA Times has always endorsed, but now, out of nowhere, after they never were told that we're not going to endorse, then it doesn't happen. The Trib this year, when they made a number of their big changes, said, we're not going to endorse. So, Dave, for you, politics, obviously we're in the middle of it. Listen, on this show, I talk more politics than you have on other shows, but you're good at all these things. Your adaptability is excellent. You know, whether it's politics or restaurants or music, do you normally just trust your own gut? Do you consume more than you used to? Where are you at on that?
Certainly trust the gut is a lot of part of it, but you know, when it comes to, you know, things like, as you said, movies, restaurants, I pay attention to what people are saying as far as critics, you know, whether it's DeRussia, whether it's people writing for the Star Tribune, Dara, whatever. Pay attention to that, and I mostly pay attention to people that I know and trust that have similar tastes, you know, friends, family. Politics, I think you're lying if you say that you're not influenced by all of the journalists that cover it and by, you know, certainly your friends and family that you talk to the most, because that's how we search it out. That's how we get our information about whether it's a presidential race or whatever it is. I don't think the vast majority of Americans are going to Kamala Harris and Donald Trump's websites and, you know, spending three nights researching every point on every issue to find out where. No, you're getting bullet points from journalists. You're watching debates more so to say, I like this person or I don't like that person versus, all right, I got to really focus in on what they're saying about tariffs and the economy. And I don't think that's it at all.
So I want to make this more than politics with texts. And I know texts are coming in right now. And I appreciate that. 651-461-9226. I agree with what you said. I'll just add something we add a lot is you are influenced. A lot of people, not everybody, obviously, but you are influenced by the media you consume. But way too many people in our society just want to consume the side of the story where they are already at.
Everyone is.
You know,
influenced.
They're a Harris
I will
voter.
Say
you know, you will see everyone.
Yes, 100%.
Give me MSNBC, give me the outlets that tell me how great she is and how awful Trump is. And vice versa, obviously. On entertainment, on maybe where you might live. What do you do? We have people who make unquantifiable amount of money providing reviews. I mean, I'm lucky because Jason's a friend, Dara's a friend. You know, so will I look with them, talk to them or read their information because I have respect for them. I don't know if I always have the same taste as them, but I think they have credibility. Now, if I go on Yelp or other ways and it has, let's say it's high stars and I don't know anything about it, can that influence me some? I guess a little, but I don't go to many of those outlets.
No.
In this case, I'd rather go to, like we have Joy on occasionally, Joy Summers on too. I'd rather go to somebody who does it more often, whereas I think there are people out there, Davis, say, okay, the hoity-toity food writer, I don't care about their opinion as much as I care about an everyday citizen like me and what they think of the place.
Yeah, and I think if you're wanting to look to the media and you're looking at, if we're talking about food writers, I think you can find a food writer that has your sensibilities. You know, you mentioned Joy. I know, having talked to Joy enough, that she loves a lot of the same type of food I love. She's down mm-hmm. for a good dive bar and a burger joint. You know, she's not all about, well, it must be five stars and I need to pay $500 or else it's not worth my time.
So in other words, you're just looking to not spend money. Is that what you're just telling me?
No, 100%.
Yeah. Okay, where do you get your info, or do you don't care where you get your info when it's a little bit of politics, but the other areas of life? Do you want the so-called experts, or would you rather go to Yelp and you'd rather go to friends? Because it's omnipresent. It's all over us right now. And I thought of it when I saw this battle with the LA Times and also Yelp having this. I mean, it's so typical where we're at in society right now. Like, we need a lot of Yelp reviews on McDonald's, and we kind of know what we have with McDonald's. But
I want to know what they're writing. The fries, they're pretty good, but not as good as others.
Yeah, yeah. I've never heard of their cheeseburgers before. What does Yelp tell me about their shakes? 651-461-9226. What do you want to say through a text? 651-461-9226. Hey, want to add a call? That works also. Among the texts coming in, I find it interesting that Musk, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard are with Trump. They aren't old fogies. They're next generation, also J.D. Vance. A performer or actor? No. A stodgy elite editorial board? No. Now, Musk is 53. Gabbard, probably in that area, but get out of here with RFK Jr. He's 70, right? So the younger voters are still with Democrats. The disparity isn't as strong in this race as others. That was the hope, that Harris could have greater success with younger voters, Dave. And the polling seems to be split on that. That, yes, it's better than Biden, but more polls have said it's not close to, let's say, where Obama was a few years ago. Regarding Yelp, a texter says, I don't use it. I actually find reviewers who have similar tastes, it seems. I love Dara for food and Chris for music. Talk about Chris Riemenschneider. Yeah, I was right next to First Ave last night.
Oh, you should have gone.
Jack White. I so wanted to be there. Seeing Jack White at First Ave would be really cool, right?
Incredible. I would have very much loved to see that.
Riemenschneider also has a story today about the Caboos coming back. I have, 20 to 30 times seen music at the Caboos over the years.
Memorable shows?
Yeah. I think my favorite might still be in the 80s when the Guess Who were still the Guess Who. And it was just a phenomenal summer day.
Wow.
And it's in the 70s, and they're so good. And it was gorgeous out with friends. It was just a fun place to be. And again, the Caboos is not quite, you know, like the palace. It's not a hoity-toity place, and it's kind of quirky. I like quirky and good music. Right? It's not like when you go to First Ave, you're going there and going, wow, this is really, you know, fancy. But I think the music sounds phenomenal still at First Ave. Have you had a chance? I think we talked before. Didn't you tell me you haven't had a chance to see anybody at the Caboos?
I've been there, I mean, 2-3 times maybe. No big shows, you know, it's local bands, but yeah. It's certainly not the Guess Who on a summer day.
No, that's pretty good. I think it is Lamont Cranston. I think in Riemenschneider's story. So why not? Can only imagine how many times some version of Lamont Cranston has played there. Your Lindis Construction Time Check. It's time to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity for Marvin Windows. Among our topics next hour, ghost. Are you buying?